A very warm welcome to the Small Business Conversations podcast. I am your host, Melita Ngalongulu. I would say that it's wine o'clock, but unfortunately it's not. However, we are talking everything related to the wine industry in this episode. In this week's podcast, we speak to one of the youngest black female winemakers in the country. Siwela Masuga is the founder of Siwela Wines, and she's one of the youngest women under the MCC Association in South Africa. Siwela, thank you so much for joining us this week.
Thank you so much for the invitation.
So you are young, you are black, and you are female. How did you become a winemaker?
I think for me, it started back then when I was studying. So I studied biotechnology. I'm a biotechnologist by profession and turned that into a winemaking career. So during my studies back then in 2010, I started majoring in fermentation and microbiology. And for many of us, we do understand that those are the two fundamentals of winemaking. So that's the science behind winemaking. And for me, I think, you know, learning about that for the first time ever and having to get a better understanding of what really goes, you know, into making a bottle of wine, I found that very fascinating. And I believe that that was more of the curiosity from my side, because I come from a small village in Limpopo, and I never really had to think, I never really had to ask myself, what is winemaking, if there is even an industry of such. So I think the fact that I was really curious and I was interested to learn more about the industry is what brought me where I am today. So unfortunately, and I always use the word fortunately because it doesn't always happen that, you know, as a young black female, you get so much opportunities as was presented to me to basically, you know, start a career in wine. It can be really difficult. I mean, firstly, you have to be in the Western Cape, you know. So unfortunately, when I finished with my studies, I got an internship with one of the wineries in Stellenbosch, and that's how I began to, you know, build my career within the wine space. And even after that, I was fortunate once again to continue with my wine career, working for one of the biggest wines and spirit producer and distributor in the whole world, I believe. And 4 years later, I decided that I want to literally build a name for myself with the experiences that I've gained, the skills that I've developed throughout the years. I wanted to build a name for myself, and I just wanted to, you know, say to the other young person out there, particularly with the same background that I have, to say that, you know, this is even possible for anyone who is determined to make it work.
Is it an easy industry to get into?
I wouldn't say that it's easy, but I think that if you have the right skills, if you've got the right education background, it can be as easy as any other industry, but you just need to have the right skills. You need to have the right qualifications for that. And like I said, you practically have to be in the Western Cape for you to, you know, get an opportunity to enter into the industry. So yeah, it's not easy, but it's possible.
Siwela, what are the requirements?
You will need it takes about 3 months to have a complete fermentation. So it takes about just 3 months to have a complete alcoholic beverage, like a bottle of wine. Not really a bottle of wine, but to complete that alcoholic fermentation. And in about a year, you should be done with the entire bottling and labeling of that particular bottle of wine or that specific vintage. And I would say that it would take you about a year to get it into the retail space. Or to the consumer.
How long did it take you to produce your first bottles of wine and also get them on retail shelves?
Obviously, there are different models that are being used within the wine industry space or the wine business in general. So, you know, it depends on what your capacity is and what resources you have. Not every one producer is involved in every other value chain of the business. So, but there are other standards that are required in terms of the quality manufacturing standards that one needs to adhere to. So even after that, there are also a liquor license is required for you to start trading, obviously. And other legal requirements would be the likes of your trademark registrations, and that is literally just to protect, you know, what I can say, a brand. So you need to protect the brand as well. Yeah, so basically the liquor license, manufacturing licenses, and the trademark registration, the trademark.
What are the most persistent challenges you have experienced?
The most challenges or the most persistent challenges within the wine industry is access to market. And I think any other person who is yet to enter into the industry or even producers that have been in the industry for the very long time, they also face the same challenges, access to market. And that is because South Africans are not really wine consumers. You know, we rather have, consume other beverages such as beer, gin, spirits in general, and ciders. And when you look at wine, there's only a certain population of, South Africans that really consume wine. And when you look at just how much wine we produce as a country, it's really a lot. So, getting the product after production into the market, getting it to sell, it's really difficult. And not only that, but also realizing that, there are so many brands that come into the market each and every day. So there's a lot of competition within the market with just a few number of people that are going to be consuming that particular wine or that particular bottle of wine.
Wow, Zuela, I must say that I am intrigued. And I must say that we learn something new every single day. Because I've always been under the impression that South Africans love their wine and gin, but seemingly not.
Yes, no, I don't think, as when I look at how much wine we actually produce, I think we should be drinking more wine. Yes.
Zuela, the COVID-19 lockdowns affected most businesses in the liquor industry. How badly was yours impacted?
It was bad and it was good at the same time. The bad part of this whole lockdown and COVID-19 and the ban of liquor was that, for a small business, it can really actually shut down the entire business. But fortunately for us, I would say that, we were still able to, continue with our day-to-day operations besides the production of the wines. So what we did is, because we were always an online-based business, our business operates 100% online, and we sell 90% of our sales are generated online. So that means that we, unlike the other bigger manufacturers that rely on, people coming in and tasting wine and buying a bottle of wine, we don't have that, and we don't focus. That's not where our revenue comes from. So we continue to market our products online as we did even before. And then the nice thing about it is people were now online, people were at home, people didn't have anything to do, people didn't have alcohol to drink, they missed their alcohol. And that when we offered, the whole idea of buy now, get your wines once the lockdown was lifted, it really worked to our advantage, because that also increased the number of bottles we've sold so far, even better than before. And even after that, we still continue to see a lot of people buying our wines online, because, the whole concept of e-commerce or buying online was now forced onto the consumer. So now everybody is comfortable with actually buying online. And I think that's what worked for us, even though, for those couple of months, we couldn't make any sales. But the fact that we were able to say, listen, you can still buy your wine now, and as soon as lockdown is lifted, we will deliver the wine for you, I think that saved us a lot. Yes.
So, Willa, you're one of the youngest women under the MCC Association in South Africa. How difficult was it to get in?
I think before I can answer that, I would say that it's quite an honor. I feel very privileged to be the youngest. Thank you so much. But like I said, it all takes, the right skills. If your product is good, nothing will stop you from literally achieving anything. And I think with me, all the relationships that I've built within the industry, the support from the industry stakeholders have really played a great role into the success of the Zuela brand. So it is difficult if you don't know how to start, if you don't know where to go, and if you don't have the right skills and expertise, like I always say.
Zuela, what does the future look like for Zuela Wines?
I'm so excited for the future, because I think from here on, we should be expecting to see double the growth from Zuela Wines. I'm literally now increasing my team. So in order for us to be able to efficiently provide the service that our consumers deserve. And I think that alone is something that is going to help us in our growth. And yeah, I mean, I don't know if you know now, but we do now have added the informal wine courses onto our business. So that's another thing that we're doing other than selling the wine. So now we can teach you about the wine.
Interesting. So do you do them virtually?
Yes, I do them virtually thanks to COVID-19. So, I mean, so far it's been a great success. I've taught a number of people online, and I think it's something that I also enjoy doing because more than anything, my passion is also sharing the knowledge that I have about wine. And I think people do enjoy it. And I think the best part of it all is that it's very informal, and, you know, you don't have to have any other certificate or any other education for you to learn about wine. So, and also I think a lot of people are now open to learning about wine, so which is really great.
Suwela, it's been an absolute pleasure having you join us this week.
Thank you so much.
That was the founder of Suwela Wines, Suwela Masuha, giving us pointers on how to break into the wine industry. Listen again next week to the Small Business Conversations podcast with me, Melita Ngalongulu. To listen to our other podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za and the MoneyWeb app. Follow MoneyWeb News on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn for updates.